In a sweaty, cramped, loud and crowded, smoke-filled dance hall, you told me true Texans drink lots of alcohol. But I did not fit the image that you were going for, so you tried to start a brawl as I walked out the door. Who the hell are you to tell me what it means to be a Texan? Who the hell are you to tell me what it means? You talk about individuality, then you go and tell me how I should be. Why can't you let me follow the path I chose? I'm a native son of Texas, and I'm proud of my state. But I'm getting sick and tired of hearing all your hate. You have no idea what makes Texas great. You think you have arrived, you're so proud of your pride. You're so puffed up like a balloon, you could burst at any time. Of the seven deadly sins, pride was considered worse. But with the way you're living, you've seemed to rank it first. I'm not saying that you don't have a lot to be proud of. But if you knew what those things were, you'd get a lot more love. Who the hell are you to tell me what it means to be a Texan? Who the hell are you to tell me what it means? You tell me not to fit you in, then you go accusing me of sin. Why can't you let me follow the path I chose? I'm a sixth-generation Texan, and I'm proud of my state. But I'm getting sick and tired of hearing all your hate. You have no idea what makes Texas great. You built a barbed wire fence around your real estate. Then you added an absurdly large limestone gate. It don't take much common sense to see through all of your pretense. You're living your life all fenced in, and you wonder why you have no friends. You wear cowboy boots and a hat just over your brow. You call yourself a cowboy, but you've never been near a cow. What would Samuel Maverick think of that? He would probably say you're full of crap. Who the hell are you to tell me what it means to be a Texan? Who the hell are you to tell me what it means? You're a hindrance to independence, the way you pitch and moan. It's no surprise that some are scared to make Texas their home. I'm a native son of Texas, and I'm proud of my state. But I'm getting sick and tired of hearing all your hate. You have no idea what makes Texas great. You drink all the beers of Texas to the regret of your liver, but you've never ventured west of the Pecos River. You ought to get out more often and see what the rest of the world has to offer. Yeah, there's no need to fear the unusual or new. Just because I'm different doesn't mean I'm a threat to you. Who the hell are you to tell me what it means to be a Texan? Who the hell are you to tell me what it means? You have no idea where you fit into the grand scheme of things. Since you think that you're so special, it's hard for you to change. I'm a sixth-generation Texan, and I'm proud of my state. But I'm getting sick and tired of hearing all your hate. You have no idea what makes Texas great. So let me tell you. We got no income tax rates. We got lots of open space. We got many remote areas away from the rat race. We got stable tectonic plates and very few earthquakes. There is not a safer place in the United States. But even more importantly, if I may express my humble opinion, Texas is more than a place. Texas is an attitude. Texas is a state of mind. Texas is a religion too. Despite you and the things you do, Texas is my favorite place in the world. Despite you and the things you say, we hope you will join us someday. Texas is our favorite place in the world. When I die and they bury me, there's no place I'd rather be. Texas is my favorite place in the world. Texas is my favorite place. 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 The world is my favorite place. Texas is my favorite place.